Larry Weber is an author, educator, naturalist, and all-around great guy. He joins us Friday mornings as our host for Backyard Almanac right here on KUMD. Morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning, good morning. How you doing?
Pretty well. What is the gorgeous, gorgeous, bright star/planet thing in the east this morning?
That is Venus. I was going to comment on it, but you're again a step ahead of me. Yeah, that is Venus. Isn't that terrific? Venus was out of view for a while. You know, Venus being closer to the sun than we are, it never is very far from the sun. It's either in the morning sky or in the evening sky. And like I said, it was gone for a while. For the previous time, it was visible in the west at sunset, and now we have it in the sunrise in the east. It is absolutely spectacular, as is the whole morning. We've had certainly had an interesting group of mornings lately. 2 days ago, we had the thunder showers that passed through with a good amount of rain. I think the Weather Service recorded 2 inches of rain, and I drove in the midst of that, and I think I would definitely verify that. That was a real hard rain. Yesterday morning where I woke, it was just a wonderful fog covering everything. I might mention that I am speaking to you today from a little bit different source. I'm speaking to you today from Boulder Lake Environmental Learning Center north of Duluth, where I have been part of a Master Naturalist program for the past week. And this morning, of course, waking to a clear morning. It's been quite an interesting one. We finished the month of August since we last spoke, and the last few days were quite warm, which brought the average for the month 1 degree above normal. We've had 8 months so far this year. Of those 8 months, 6 have been above normal. 1 was about normal, and February, being weird, was considerably colder than normal. So the precipitation for September was about for August was about 4 inches, which is also above normal. Most of our months this year have been less than normal. Now, starting off September with a good rain, perhaps we're getting a change in that. It remains to be seen. Sunrise this morning is about shortly after 6:30. Sunset about 20 till 8. The days continue to get shorter. The autumnal equinox is only 2 weeks away, but we are rapidly moving towards the first day of autumn. And along with that, we have a number of the September things that are going on. Flights of migrants are taking place. Probably the big notice in the past week has been nighthawks. Many people have reported seeing them. I saw several flights myself. Nighthawks are a type of insect-eating bird. They are not a hawk. I think somebody seeing the flight could easily think they are hawks, but they are not. And they flock up when they go across, and it was really good to see these flocks. There was a time years ago when there were flocks of nighthawks in late August would number in the hundreds, and then we went through a period of time where there was a lot less, so it's good to see good flights of nighthawks again. I was up on Hawk Ridge this week. There was some movement of the raptors. We saw, while we were there, we saw Merlin, we saw Kestrel, and we saw a Northern Harrier. There's reports of a number of others, including Red-tailed Hawk and Sharp-shinned Hawk and Osprey. They had a good flight of Osprey this week. In addition to that, there's lots of the smaller birds, the songbirds that are migrating across. Most noticeably probably are the various warblers. But there's things like cedar waxwings that are moving through. And then there is the flickers, the type of woodpecker that I spoke about last time. Seen many of those again this week. They look like just a little brown bird along the roadside, feeding on ants and so forth. And then when they get scared up, you see the big white patch on the back that allows us to tell it is a flicker. Other things of note, during this week we were here, we took time to watch the flight of bats. Bats, it depends on where you are and depends on the species. The particular place where we were, these were little brown bats. And they were spending the daytime roosting in bat houses. And they come out about a half hour after sunset. So our whole group, our whole class of a little over 20 people, we went out there and we waited for the flight to occur, and right on schedule, they dropped out and went for the flight to catch insects. Really a neat thing to notice. Well, as we get further into autumn, many of the bats do migrate, and they may not migrate extremely long distances, but they'll go into caves and sometimes into buildings for the winter, but it was a beautiful thing to watch. In addition to that, the frogs. We have been seeing several kinds of frogs here, and we've been hearing the calls of them. I mentioned before about how gray tree frogs will do a second call later in the season. Well, so do spring peepers, and I heard both of those this week. I even heard some chorus frogs doing some calling this week. Butterflies, monarchs are still being seen. It's been a pretty good year for monarchs. It's been good to see that. White cabbage butterflies are pretty easy to see now. Yellow sulfur butterflies. Then I had a chance to see both the white admiral and the red admiral this week, and yes, many moths are still flying. Warm nights and the moths were out. Dragonflies are out. We have late in the season here, we have a flight, a migratory flight of green darner dragonflies, and sometimes early September the flights are quite huge. I have been at Hawk Ridge at times in early September when I think there was more dragonflies flying over than anything else. Then there's the other small dragonfly that is still around right now, the little red metal hawks. The males are red, the females are kind of yellowish. And yeah, Lisa, I spent a big number of hours in the past week in the midst of the goldenrods, which I think everybody ought to do. And there's a tremendous amount of insect activity there. It's just amazing. Always, there's not a second goes by that there's not some movement with the bumblebees, the wasps, the hornets, the flies, and on and on. There's just a huge number. And every time I go, it seems like I find something different. One of the most spectacular things to see this week was the spider webs of yesterday morning. Now, yes, I mentioned earlier how we had such a beautiful fog. Well, what the fog does is have all these little droplets, and the droplets will settle on all sorts of things, and we've probably seen this on our cars and so forth, but it settles on the webs of the spiders, and you get out and you take a look, and you can't believe the number of webs. I took a walk yesterday morning near a swamp. The swamp was to the east of where I was, so I was looking towards into the fog, and there were the webs. There are hundreds and hundreds of them. I came back and wandered a number of other places, and once again, just hundreds of webs. It just tells you how abundant they are. And then later in the day yesterday, we took our classes out to walk in a couple of bogs. And out in the bogs, which is a wonderful world to walk, all Minnesotans should walk in, we saw another type of web, once again in the hundreds. So it was just a super terrific time to get out and take a look at them yesterday. Among the trees, we are getting some color. That the real color is going to speed up quite a lot now in the next 2 weeks, but there is some reds in some various trees. Red maples, I saw one this week that adult red maple looked like it was all bright red. Dogwood, sumac, cherries, all showing some red. Yellows among ash, birch, and poplar are happening, and once again, that's going to speed up a lot. And then we got this hawthorn tree, which already drops its leaves. They're always the first one to drop its leaves. And when dropping the leaves, it allows us to see the berries of the tree, which are bright red. So it has its own way of showing the color. And there's plenty of other berries going on. I saw crabapple, apple, mountain ash, all ripe this week. So plenty is going on. But another issue going on that we should all be aware of, we are Labor Day weekend coming up. We have some time off. Many of us will go out and go to the cabin or go walking somewhere in a state park or something. Well, thanks to our rain this week, we are going to see some mushrooms. You know, we saw just a proliferation of them already yesterday. These included big yellowish ones called Amanita, which is a poisonous mushroom. And unfortunately, as soon as we mention mushroom, a lot of people think in terms of eating. That's okay, but I would suggest just getting out and taking a look. And they're really beautiful. They're really spectacular. There's corals, there's yellow ones, there's brown ones, and a big variety. But one of the greatest discoveries yesterday was one called King Boleet, which is just a beautiful mushroom. Instead of having gills under its cap, it has little tiny holes called pores. And the word boleet refers to mushrooms that have that type of an arrangement. This one was huge. The cap of it could have completely filled a dinner plate, and it was just an amazing thing to see, and not only that, but a whole growth of them. So Yeah, it's going to be a good time to get out and take a look. I know from the forecast there's going to be some rain, but that's okay. You know what the rain has done besides giving us plenty of mushrooms? It has also cleared the haze from the skies, and so it's made it much more pleasant. Yes, get out and enjoy it, Lisa. First weekend of September. Take care.
Thank you, Larry. It sounds wonderful. Larry Weber is an author, naturalist, and educator, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac right here on Northland Morning.